Here's a thought I'll title, "The Stunning Image Has Been Replaced." If we look back at the history of photography, and particularly if we concentrate on what we now recognize as a sub-genre of photography called fine art photography, we see that a great deal of the success of a photograph was its technological accomplishment. When Ansel Adams held up an 11 by 14 print that had those gorgeous, luscious tones, a beautiful dynamic range, perfectly preserved detail in the highlights and the shadows, was so magical, so difficult with wet darkroom materials, that we acknowledged his accomplishment with applause and envy. In short, we'd look at those photographs and say, gosh, how did they accomplish that? Because our prints didn't, and we wanted to be able to make those kinds of images the way the masters of photography did, whoever we considered a master printer, be it Adams or Weston or Stieglitz or Minor White or so many other great photographers from history. We wanted that. And that desire launched a pursuit of knowledge and craft that, when I look back on my own life, consumed so many hours just trying to be able to craft an impressive photograph. Hopefully, I wanted my content of the photograph to be meaningful too, but it was the pursuit of craft that limited my expressiveness. And the one word that comes to mind as I think of all that is disappointment. How many times did we have enthusiastic excitement about an image that we had just photographed, only to find out when we were in the darkroom trying to print it, that it just fell far short of our expectations and we were disappointed. I'm sure for many of you, particularly those of you of my generation, you remember that process. And when you did get a really well-crafted, wonderful photograph, it was such a sense of victory. It was like, wowee, this is great. This is why I'm a photographer, is so that I could make this kind of print. As a side note, when I look back at those prints now, sometimes I question them, but at the time, the thrill was genuine. But compare that to today. With today's modern, sophisticated cameras, computers, and optics, and with today's unbelievably detailed printers, and with color fidelity that's so easy to achieve, now the production of a technologically competent print doesn't get any accolades at all. Everyone can do it. Well, everyone who's had more than about 6 months with a camera and a bunch of YouTube videos. It's just not that difficult. As a matter of fact, now that I look back in history at some of those earlier photographs from earlier generations, I sort of cringe a little bit at what I used to think was breathtakingly marvelous. Now I look at them and say, well, you know, this print by the long-gone master could have been better with unsharp masking. Or a deeper black, or a shallower depth of field. And I can't help but wonder how this affects the new generation of photographers so differently than it affected us. When I first got interested in photography in 1970, I wasn't aware of the fact that I was entering a path that would take me decades to really get a handle on the materials, and even more importantly, what I wanted to photograph and how I wanted to say it. It was a long pursuit, and the mastering of craft took precedence over the mastering of content. But now, today's young photographers with modern equipment can accomplish in a very short period of time what it took all of us a decade or two to accomplish, and the stunning image no longer is as stunning as it was in our day. I've used this example many times, that in my youth, when I went to a gallery and saw an original print, it was so much better than what I was seeing in commercially printed books that I was flabbergasted, I was dumbfounded, I was nonplussed. It was a jaw-dropping experience to see the gorgeous tones in an original print. But today, what we see in a commercially printed book that uses today's state-of-the-art commercial printing technologies looks just as good as an original print. In fact, in some cases, maybe even better. So what does today's young photographer do in order to get applause for their work, in order to get recognition or even sell their work? They're not going to accomplish that with stunning print quality. Something else has to rise in order to make an image memorable, important, influential. And we just take it for granted now that it will be technologically wonderful, which was the last thing that we could assume 30 or 40 or 50 years ago. The name of the game has changed, and I have a suspicion that when historians look back at this revolution of the first 25 years of digital photography, what they're going to recognize is that it was the elimination of difficult craft that really marks the revolution in digital photography, when the shift from craft was completely overwhelmed by content, which has always been an important part of photography. Think of FSA photography. Think of W. Eugene Smith. Think of Ouija. Think of L'Artigue. Not every corner of photography relied on superb print quality in order to make a wonderful photograph. But certainly there were pockets of photography where craft was dominant. Now, I don't think there are any corners of photography where craft is dominant. Not even in the so-called alternative processes, platinum, palladium, gum bichromate, tintypes, etc. Now, what photographers strive to produce is interesting content, and all the elements of craft are expected from everyone, everywhere, which is a wonderfully welcomed democratization of the technology of photography, and I think ultimately will be the thing that carries photography as an art medium forward into the future. Are those individuals who are recognizing this and today focusing more and more of their attention on the content of what they photograph, not on their ability to overwhelm people with their stunning craft?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.